சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 28 வெர்ஸ் 27.
ஏகாத்மகத்வாத் ஜஹதி ந சம்பவேத். ததா ஜஹல்லக்ஷணதா விரோதத்ஹ. சோயம் பதார்த்தா விவபாகலக்ஷணம். யுஜ்யேத தத்வம் பதயோரதோஷதஹ.
In this Mahavakya Vichara, Lord Rama approaching a new method by which one can understand the Mahavakya. Any statement or any sentence when we hear, when it doesn't fit in that primary meaning, we go to the secondary meaning. Whenever we hear a statement or a sentence from a person, the immediate meaning is called primary meaning or popular meaning, that is called in Sanskrit mukhyarthaha. That primary meaning, mukhyartha, doesn't fit. We have to go to the secondary meaning, which is known as lakshyarthaha. Secondary meaning is called as lakshyarthaha. This process, primary process, is called mukhya vrittihi. Primary process is called mukhya vrittihi, that which gives primary meaning, mukhyarthaha. The secondary meaning to arrive at, you have to go through secondary process. Secondary process is called lakshana vrittihi. Secondary process is called lakshana vrittihi, through which we arrive at lakshyarthaha, secondary meaning. So primary process, primary meaning. Secondary process, secondary meaning. So primary process is called mukhyavrittihi, primary meaning is called mukhyarthaha. Secondary process is called lakshana vrittihi. Secondary meaning is called lakshyarthaha. I gave the example in the last class. The bench gave a verdict. The bench gave a verdict. Immediate meaning, popular meaning, bench doesn't fit there. Therefore, you have to go to the secondary meaning of the bench. The bench gave a verdict means primary meaning. If you take the bench, primary meaning is what? Wooden bench is the primary meaning of the bench. Since the bench cannot give the verdict, you cannot take the primary meaning of the bench. Since the primary meaning doesn't fit in that statement, you have to go to the secondary meaning. Bench means a panel of members, lawyers, I said. You have to go to secondary meaning. That is called lakshyarthaha. secondary meaning. Another example I gave, lot of examples. I am reminding what is that second example I gave. The opposition party entered the well and shouted at the speaker. The opposition party has entered the well. If you take primary meaning of the well, immediate meaning, popular meaning. We don't know parliament well and all. We know what is well in our house only. That is why it is called popular meaning, I am telling. Mukhya artha, popular meaning, well doesn't fit there. Opposition cannot enter the well. So that meaning is different. In that context, well is a different meaning. It has got a different meaning. So primary meaning doesn't fit there, the well, therefore you have to take the secondary meaning. Clear? So that is called primary meaning to secondary meaning. Once you go to secondary meaning, leaving the mukhyartha, when it is not fitting, you have to go to lakshyartha, secondary meaning. Lakshyartha also has got again three types. In secondary meaning, there are three types. So mukhyartha is one, the primary meaning. Secondary meaning, three types. One is jahati lakshana. Jahati lakshana. Second one is ajahati lakshana. Third one is jahati ajahati lakshana. First one is jahati lakshana. Second one is ajahati lakshana. Third one is jahadajahal lakshana or bhaga lakshana. Bhaga lakshana or bhagatyaga lakshana. In this jahati lakshana, what do you mean by jahati lakshana? Jahati lakshana is that in which you drop the primary meaning totally. Total exclusion of the primary meaning is called jahati lakshana. Secondary meaning first type. Secondary meaning first type is called jahati lakshana. Ha dhatu means to give up, to drop. Third conjugation. Ha means to drop. O hak thyagena. You have to drop. What primary meaning? Mukhyartha tyagaha. Totally you give up the primary meaning. And you take, in which secondary meaning you take by dropping the total exclusion of mukhyartha, it is jahati lakshana. It is jahati lakshana. So we have dropped the meaning of that well, bench, so many other words, examples also we saw. In Pakistan playing with India, that you cannot take Pakistan and India, place cannot play. Therefore you have to do total exclusion of primary meaning. So what is the secondary meaning? Second type of secondary meaning. Whole technical, okay? You have to put up. Secondary meaning, the second type is ajahati lakshana. Ajahati lakshana. Means, not excluding the primary meaning is called ajahati lakshana. Ajahati lakshana is that in which you do not exclude the primary meaning. Totally you do not exclude the primary meaning. You keep or you retain the primary meaning and you add some more also. If I say some more add means immediately you remember chutney sambar. Okay, that example you can never forget. You add some more. So you ask the person, the server, hotel server, please bring 2 plates of idli. Mukhyartha, 2 plates and idli in that. This is mukhyartha, primary meaning. Without dropping that, he brings that also plate plus idli plus add chutney and sambar. This is called ajahati lakshana. Non-excluding the primary meaning is called ajahati. Ajahati means not dropping the primary meaning. If he drops primary meaning like jahati lakshana, what will happen? He cannot do bhagatyaga lakshana also. Bring 2 plates of idli means bhagam, one bhaga he can drop. He brings a plate without idli. So he has to bring the plate. He cannot bring the idli in his hand. He has to bring in the plate. So plate plus idli. Ajahati, come along with primary meaning and add some more. Third secondary meaning is bhaga lakshana, in which you take part of mukhyartha, primary meaning, one part you take, one part you drop. One part of the mukhyartha you take or you include, another part you drop. That means partial inclusion, partial exclusion. I ate banana. When you are buying banana, that person give along with the skin. If he is putting weight, he is giving weight that skin also. I have paid for this skin also. Let me eat the skin, you won't say. When you are buying mango, he is putting weight. And the weighing machine, and the inside seed also is coming under weight, in that weight only. So I have paid money for him. Therefore, let me eat the seed also now. We don't eat like that. We drop the one part, that seed part we drop, our skin part of banana we drop, and we take the banana only, or mango pulp we take. What lakshana it is? Bhaga lakshana. Jahad ajahal lakshana. Jahat, soul part. Soul in the skin part, jahati. Ajahati is what? Pulp, or banana fruit. Okay, so you jahati one part, mukhyartha one part jahati, one part ajahati. One part you drop, another part you take. It is called bhaga tyaga lakshana. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now in Mahavakya tat tvam asi, Lord Rama telling Lakshmana, you have to understand this Mahavakya, that Paramatma tat, you the Jivatma tvam asi, you are that Paramatma. This knowledge, Aikya Jnanam alone, removes sorrow. Once sorrow removed, only through this knowledge. Whose sorrow? Not our neighbors or family members. Our own sorrow. My own sorrow can be removed by Aikya Jnanam. Aham na Jivatma, Aham Paramatma eva. This is called Mahavakya. Mahavakya means what? An equation. It is a sentence. It is called equation. Equation is that when you listen to that, immediately you are Paramatma. Upanishad says, Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, Sadvidya, Mahavakya. It says you are Brahman. It's an equation. How can I be Brahman? How can I be Brahman? You have to understand the equation properly. Equation, for example, 8 plus 1 is equal to 9. Answer is very much evident, very clear. 8 plus 1 is how much calculator you require? No. 8 plus 1 is 9. It is very clear. It is not an equation. We cannot call it as equation. 8 plus 1 is 9, clear. Why equation? It is not an equation. Similarly, you say 9 plus 10, 9 plus 10, 50. You cannot agree with that. Yet that cannot be the equation. 9 plus 10 is equal to 50. You say it is wrong equation. It is not at all equation, it is a wrong statement. Clearly you can know that it is a wrong statement. 8 plus 1 is equal to 9, clearly right answer. 9 plus 10 is equal to 50, evidently wrong. So this is not an equation. We don't call it as equation. There is no necessity of equation, there is no question of discussion. Where 8 plus 1 is equal to 9, what discussion you require? Evident, answer is evident. 9 plus 10 is equal to 50, wrong. That presentation itself wrong. Where is the question of discussion? But you require a discussion where the equation is seemingly looking as though different, but there is an answer. For that, another example, mathematics only, simple mathematics, okay. 8 plus 1 is equal to 10 minus 1. 8 plus 1 is equal to 10 minus 1. You are blinking at me now, you see. What is this equation? 8 plus 1 is equal to 10 minus 1. Konja neram aayiruchu think pandradhukku paarunga. It takes time. This is called equation. 8 plus 1 is equal to 9. 10 minus 1? 9. But I didn't say 9 at all. I didn't say 9 number. I didn't utter the number 9. 8 plus 1 is equal to 10 minus 1. You have to understand. What is the answer? 9. Have I uttered the 9 number? Suppose even you write also, without writing 9, you have to understand. This is called equation. Evidently, answer is not there. Evidently, answer is not appearing. When I uttered the word 8 plus 1 is equal to 10 minus 1, that 9 number is not there. But you have to decipher, you have to extract that lakshyartha. This is called equation. Like that, Mahavakya also is an equation. Tat tvam asi. Tat tvam asi. Tat refers to Paramatma. Tvam refers to Jivatma. Upanishad says, or Rama is telling here, hey Lakshmana, Tat Paramatma, tvam jivatma asi. You are that Paramatma. You, the jivatma, is none other than Paramatma. Now you have to do equation here. Now what do you mean by Paramatma? What do you mean by jivatma? How jivatma can be the Paramatma? How Upanishad can say, I the jivatma, I am the Paramatma? Now we have to understand, what do you mean by Paramatma? Paramatma has got 5 constituents. Paramatma has got 5 constituents. ஜீவாத்மா ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட் ஃபைவ் கான்ஸ்டிட்யூயன்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபைவ் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் ஃபைவ் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ். கான்ஸ்டிட்யூயன்ட்ஸ் ஸ்பெல்லிங் கஷ்டமா இருந்தா காம்போனன்ட்ஸ் யூ கேன் புட். பரமாத்மா ஹேஸ் காட் ஃபைவ் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ், ஜீவாத்மா ஹேஸ் காட் ஃபைவ் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் த ஃபைவ் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ்? லெட் அஸ் சீ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஜீவாத்மா காம்போனன்ட்ஸ், ஃபைவ் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ். ஜீவாத்மா, when I say I am the individual, jivatma, I am the individual, I am a person, individual. This individual I am, when I say I, it has got five components. Number one, gross body, GB, gross body. Second component, SB, not state bank. SB means subtle body. Swamiji puts a joke, na? Don't take it as a state bank. Okay, it is only subtle body. Subtle body. Third component is CB, causal body. Tattva bodha, causal body. Gross body GB, subtle body SB, causal body CB. Three over. Then RC, Chidabhasa, reflecting in the micro medium. That Chidabhasa is called reflected consciousness, RC. RC is the fourth component. Reflected consciousness. Then fifth component in Jivatma is consciousness, original consciousness, OC. So, GB, SB, CB, RC, OC, short form, abbreviations, Vedantic abbreviations, individual level. Clear? I, whenever I say I am, all these five components put together, I the individual, Jivatma. Now come to Paramatma. Paramatma also has got five components. What are those five components? Gross universe, macro level. That's the tattva bodha must be thorough. Okay, then you can enjoy. Gross universe, macro level, the gross universe is the one component of Paramatma, the Ishvara. Gross universe, G-U, G-U, gross universe. Second component is subtle universe, sukshma prapancha, SU, sukshma prapancha. GU means gross universe, stula prapancha, stula prapancha, sukshma prapancha. Third component in Paramatma is karana prapancha, CU, karana prapancha, causal universe. Causal universe. Then reflected consciousness in Maya, the total macro level is called the fourth component, Chidabhasa. At the total level, the Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness or Pratibimba Chaitanyam is the fourth factor, fourth component. Then the last and final one is, fifth component is OC, original consciousness. Whenever you say Ishvara or Paramatma, five components, GU, SU, CU, RC, OC. Jivatma means this is primary meaning of Paramatma, primary meaning of Jivatma. Immediate meaning, Mukhyartha. Primary meaning of I, primary meaning of God, Ishvara. So G, GB, SB, CB, RC, OC, at individual level, this is the primary meaning of the Jivatma. So Mukhyartha of Jivatma, five components. Mukhyartha of Paramatma, five components. Primary meaning of Jivatma, Paramatma with five components. 5 + 5, 10 components. Jivatma is having 5 components, Paramatma has got 5 components. This is the primary meaning. Whenever you say, I am, your soul sariram is included, your sukshma sariram included, your causal body included, reflected consciousness, ahankara is included. Of course, OC also included. Similarly, Paramatma also. Now, tat Paramatma, tvam the Jivatma. You are that Paramatma. Now, in the 5 components, here 5 components, if you see, they cannot tally. Primary meaning, you cannot take. Why? Because Paramatma reflecting medium is big. Sarvagnaha, Sarvashaktiman, superior attributes. Superior attributes are there. Distortion, similarly, when you see one concave and convex mirror, your original face appears differently in concave and convex. Have you seen in exhibition, if you go, they keep 2 mirrors outside. One mirror you look like Pushinikai. You look like a Pushinikai. Another mirror you look like a Murungakai, drumstick. You are one person appearing differently. Similarly, Paramatma and Jivatma are totally different because their attributes are different, superior and inferior. Therefore, GB is Dasa of GU. Grass body, the Jiva, is Dasa, the servant of that grass universe, Paramatma, Sthula, Prapancha. Similarly, SUSB, the subtle body, mind is very limited. Bhagavan's mind is very, very infinite, is having lot of knowledge, Sarvagnaha. Like this, if you see the attributes, all are different. Even reflection also, reflected consciousness also, like the sun reflecting in the bucket of water, the sun reflecting in the ocean. Is there a difference or not? Sun is one, but in the reflections, because of medium, sun is reflecting in the bucket, a small reflection. The sun reflecting in the ocean is a big reflection. Can you say both are one and the same? No. Here also, the reflected consciousness in Paramatma is infinite big. Here, the reflection in Jivatma is finite, very limited enough. Infinite means don't take that infinite. Okay, infinite means bigger than Jivatma's reflection. Clear? Elephant is bigger than ant. But elephant is not bigger than mountain. Is it no? Like that. Similarly, here also, all these attributes when you see, gross level, subtle level, causal level, body level, it is limited. Paramatma is superior, universal level, macro level. How can I be Paramatman? Reflection also is small reflection, big reflection. Therefore, when I say I am, if you take all these components, you cannot say I am Paramatma. Because all are having Virodha. There is a contradiction. Virodha is there, contradiction is there. Therefore, this I primary meaning cannot fit in Paramatma. This primary meaning of the individual with 5 components, with these 5 components, can you say I am Ishvara? Can you say I am Paramatma? With 5 components, you can never say. Because Paramatma is supreme. you cannot say. Therefore, primary meaning doesn't fit. You are Paramatma when Mahavakya says, you means when you take five components, I can never be the Paramatma. He is all pervading and all pervading. He is all pervading Paramatma. How can I be the Paramatma? I am not pervading even the carpet in one corner. How can I be the Paramatma? Therefore, primary meaning doesn't fit. Mukhyartha out. If Mukhyartha out, Mahavakya, can you say this Mahavakya is wrong? Can you say it is wrong? It is Upanishadic statement. Samavediya, Chandogya Upanishadic statement, can you say it is wrong? It cannot be wrong. What is that statement? Tat Tvam Asi. You are that Paramatma. Then I have to understand. Primary meaning is not fitting. I, the primary meaning with these five components, doesn't fit into that Paramatma's meaning. Therefore, Mukhyartha is out. After dropping the Mukhyartha, now what is left out for us? Jahati, Ajahati, Jahad Ajahati. Now let us see which one will suit. Jahati or Ajahati or Jahad Ajahati. That is the discussion here in this 27th shloka. Now look into the shloka. Okay. Ekatma katvat jahati na sambhavet. Secondary meaning number one. What is the secondary meaning number one? Jahati lakshana. Now let us see. Jahati lakshana will work in this. I am Paramatma. With these five components, and with that five components of Paramatma, can I say I am Paramatma? No. Primary meaning, you have to do Jahati. Mukhyartha out. Number one, primary meaning is out. We cannot take primary meaning. Since primary meaning is not fitting here, can I go for Jahati Lakshana, secondary meaning number one? Na? What is the secondary meaning Lakshana? You totally you have to drop. Dropping the baby with the bath water, madre. You drop primary meaning. What are all there? Five components are there. What are they? G, GB, SB, CB, RC, OC. Primary meaning. Now I have to drop totally. I have to drop totally. If I drop totally, where am I? If I drop all five components, suppose I drop, it is like dropping the baby with bath water. So Jahati Lakshana doesn't fit. Total exclusion of primary meaning alone is called Jahati Lakshana. What is Jahati Lakshana? What definition I gave? Jahati Lakshana. Total exclusion of primary meaning. What is the primary meaning of I? What is the primary meaning of my five components put together? I am. All the five components. Mukhyartha. Primary meaning. So that Mukhyartha doesn't fit there. Therefore, what I have to do? Jahati Lakshana, suppose if I take, I have to drop all five components. If all five components I drop, I am not there. I don't exist at all. Without what? Gas body, subtle body, causal body, RC and OC, all me poch, Mukhyartha. Mukhyartha out. Jahati Lakshana, if I take, I have to exclude primary meaning totally. Therefore, Jahati Lakshana out. So, Ekatma Katvat Jahati Na Sambhavet. Ekatma Katvat. Since I am, with full five components put together, I am. All if you drop Jahati, that is not possible. How can I say I am Paramatma? Naan irundhaane Paramatma ni solradhukku. If I am there, I can say Paramatma. Five components go, suppose. Who will say, I am Paramatma? Solradhukku orthan irukkanume. All components gone, suppose. Who will say, I am Paramatma? Therefore, Jahati Lakshana na Sambhavet. Not possible. Secondary meaning, number one, is not possible. That means total primary excluding secondary meaning number one. Total primary meaning excluding. Total primary meaning excluding secondary meaning number one doesn't fit. Na sambhavet. What is they left out? Mukhyartha gone. Secondary meaning number one gone. Let us go to secondary meaning number two. Ajahati lakshana. Ajahati lakshana. Not dropping primary meaning totally. Ajahati means not dropping. Taking the primary meaning. Suppose I take stula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram. Then I should not drop the primary meaning. Inclusion of primary meaning is called ajahati lakshana. Suppose I include the primary meaning, stula, sukshma, karana, shariram, how can I be paramatma? Is it possible? Ajahati. Without dropping the primary meaning, I cannot say I am paramatma. Why? Paramatma is total, I am individual level, micro or macro. He is macro, I am micro. So without dropping the primary meaning, the components, I cannot say I am Paramatma. Aham Brahmasmi, I cannot say. Ajahati Lakshana also, he says, Tatha Ajahal Lakshanata Virodhataha. Virodha is there, contradiction is there. That's what Hanuman said. Deha Buddhyatu Dasoham. Dvaita philosophy. Jiva Buddhyatva Damshakaha. When I say second line, Jiva Buddhyatva Damshakaha, I am Vishishtadvaiti. Deha Buddhyatu Dasoham, when I say, I am a Dvaiti. Jiva Buddhyatva Damshakaha, whenever I say, I am Vishishtadvaiti. Atma Buddhyatu Tvamevaham. When I say, I am what? Advaiti. I am Advaiti. First line, if I say, I am a Dvaiti, Deha Buddhyat Dasoham, therefore Virodha is there, I am a Dasa, I cannot be a Paramatma, He is Swami, I am Dasaha. That's what is going on everywhere now. I am Dasa, He is Swami. That is called Ajahati Lakshana, because I have not dropped my Ahankara, with Stula Shariram, grass body, subtle body, castle body. Nan Swami, you are savior, I am saved. You are my protector. I can never be the Ishvara, I can never be the Paramatma. Not possible. Jivatma Paramatma Ikyam is not possible. Jiva Buddhyatva Damshakaha also, if you say Vishishta Advaitam, I am the part of Bhagavan, he is total, I am his Lord, little finger, part. You cannot claim I am Paramatma. Whereas, Atma Buddhyatu Tvameva Aham. Now, Mukhyardha gone. Jahati Lakshana gone. Ajahati Lakshana gone. What left out? Bhaga Lakshana. Or Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Now, what you have to do? Five components of individual. Five components of Paramatma, the total. What are all contradicting features, components, you have to delete? Contradicting features. Gross body here, gross universe. They cannot be one. Gross body is inferior, gross universe is superior. So they cannot gel. They cannot be one. Similarly, subtle body, subtle universe also, there is a contradiction. One is inferior, another one is superior. Causal body, causal universe also, there is a contradiction. RC, individual RC, total RC, reflected consciousness also, small Pratibimba Chaitanyam, big Pratibimba Chaitanyam cannot be one. Therefore, contradiction continues. So, four components la contradiction, Virodha is there. Therefore, what you have to do? You drop four of them, take one which is common, without any contradiction. வாட் இஸ் தட்? ஓசி. ஆத்ம சைதன்யம் ஓசி இன் இண்டிவிஜுவல், ஆத்ம சைதன்யம் ஓசி இன் பரமாத்மா. தேர் இஸ் நோ கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன். Therefore, from Atma Chaitanyam standpoint alone, I am Paramatma. Because I means five components are there. Therefore, four components are having contradiction. Therefore, now how can I say Paramatma? From those standpoint, I am Paramatma. From OC standpoint, original consciousness standpoint, I can claim I am equal to Paramatma. Not equal, I am Paramatma. Why? Paramatma also OC. One component is there. From Paramatma's OC standpoint, from my OC standpoint, is there contradiction? No contradiction. One and the same. These so many examples I gave, பட் சாஸ்திரிக்கு கிளாசிக்கல் எக்ஸாம்பிள் சோயம் தேவதத்தா. சோ தட் பார்ட், ஃபோர் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு டிராப், ஒன் காம்போனன்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு டேக். ஃபோர் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ் ஜெகதி, பிரைமரி மீனிங் ஆஃப் ஃபோர் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு டிராப், எக்ஸ்க்ளூஷன் ஆஃப் ஃபோர் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ். வாட் யூ ஹவ் இன்க்ளூடெட்? ஓசி யூ ஹாவ் டேக்கன், ஒன் பாக you have dropped. What are they? Four components this side, four components this side, that bhaga you have dropped. One only you have taken, bhaga tyaga lakshana, jahati ajahati. What is jahati, what is ajahati? Stula sushma karana shariram, stula sushma karana prapancha, that side and this side jahati. RC and RC jahati. OC don't say jahati. Ajahati. Priyar do jahati ajahati. Jahati ajahal lakshana, bhaga lakshana, bhaga tyaga lakshana. From bhaga tyaga lakshana angle only I can claim I am Brahman, I am Paramatma. What is the shastric example? See the third line. Soyam padarthau iva bhaga lakshana. May you do bhaga lakshana. What is soyam padartha? I told you, Devadatta, Yajnadatta, Vishnudatta. Three were studying in the school, elementary school. Third standard, fourth standard, fifth standard together. Up to 10th standard together, then they went to different colleges and different places, job and different places. So Devadatta, first Devadatta, then Yajnadatta, Vishnudatta. Yajnadatta, Vishnudatta, both are sitting in the park and talking. And they are talking, Devadatta is coming. Yajnadatta and Vishnudatta, both are talking each other. Yajnadatta, once in a while, he used to go to Kumbhakonam. Devadatta is staying in Kumbhakonam only. But Yajnadatta, Vishnudatta are staying in Chennai and Bangalore. Okay. This Yajnadatta, once in a while, he goes to Kumbhakonam and meet Devadatta. But Vishnudatta has never seen Devadatta afterwards. Now Devadatta has got 70 years. When he saw him was 7 years to 17 years he was meeting him, but afterwards he couldn't see him. Who? Vishnudatta. Yajnadatta, once in a while he goes to Kumbhakonam and meets Devadatta and come back. And this Yajnadatta, Vishnudatta, both are talking. Hey, Vishnudatta, you know the person who is coming? Saha Kumbhakonam school. Saha Devadatta. I am Devadatta, who is coming near to us. Even Vishnudatta is not able to recognize. Even Devadattana? Ama. Tatkala, taddesha, tadvisishta, Devadatta. When? 60 years back, now 70, 60 years back we saw. Tatkala, சத்தேச சத்விசிஷ்ட ஏதத் கால ஏதத் தேச ஏதத் விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த இஸ் ஒன் ஆர் நாட் சேம் சேம் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் டூ பர்சன்ஸ் ஆர் சேம் பட் விஷ்ணு தத்த இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ரெகனைஸ் வை என்ன தட் டைம் கர்லிங் ஹேர் நவ் பால்ட் ஹெட் That time skin was so smooth, soft, now wrinkles the body. That time there was no third leg. Now he is coming with a third leg. Third leg ke three legs irukum. Ippa new model. No, third leg ke three legs. He is walking like that. Is this Devadatta? No, no, no. I don't think so. No. Yagnadatta says, he alone, saha, I am. I cannot. Then Yagnadatta says, hey Vishnudatta, forget about his bald head. Forget about his wrinkles. Forget about his color, complexion and all. Drop all of them. But the person you take, that person alone is this person. But what are the features are all? Different features. With your features you can say, take, this Devadatta can be that Devadatta. That Devadatta 10-year-old, this person is 70-year-old. Place is different. Now Chennai, that was Kumbhakonam. Desha is different. Kala is different. If you take Kala, Desha and all, this Devadatta is not that Devadatta. But this Vishnu Datta, Yagnadatta is telling firmly that Devadatta is this Devadatta. Then what I have to do, this Yagnadatta, Vishnu Datta, what he has to do? No way. He has to drop that old age, the color complexion, all those things he has to drop. He has to take only one component. Person. Person. He has to take only the person. Devadatta person alone. He cannot see the features. Different features if he says, he cannot accept that Devadatta is this Devadatta. Even your own photo. Even your own photo, 10-year-old photo, now you look at that photo, you are totally different. That time you are like a bush mulagai. Ippo vaatha, differently you are looking. We ourselves cannot recognize our photo, no? Month baby, 2 years, 3 years old, how can we recognize now? You say, na, hey, this is my photo. Oh, no future at all. You are crawling there, now you are sitting here. How can you? Therefore, what do? You go for Mukhyartha? You go for Jahati Lakshana or Ajahati Lakshana? What Lakshana you go? Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Are you happy now? In Mahavakya also, அஹம் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி ஹுச் அஹம் வாச்சியார்த்தா ஐ லக்ஷ்யார்த்தா ஐ ஓசி பிகாஸ் இன் த ஃபைவ் காம்பனன்ட்ஸ் சம்படி மே ஆஸ்க் சுவாமினி ஹவு கேன் ஐ ஆக்செப்ட் ஃபைவ் காம்பனன்ட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபோர் காம்பனன்ட்ஸ் டு டிராப் ஒன் காம்பனன்ட் ஓன்லி யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் மெஜாரிட்டி யூ ஆர் டிராப்பிங் ஒன் காம்பனன்ட் டேக்கிங் அண்ட் ஸ்டேயிங் ஐக்கியம் And dropping four components, majority might is right, but four components, how can you drop? That side four components you have dropped, this side four components you have dropped, and taking one component and saying, I am Brahman. This is not nice. I want majority now. And Shastra says, here majority is not the question. All these four components are mithya. Lower order of reality. Stula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, reflected consciousness all belong to lower order of reality. Similarly, stula prapancha, sukshma prapancha, karana prapancha, reflected maya pratibimbita chaitanyam also is mithya. For that side, for this side, all are vyavaharikam. They are not paramarthikam. Paramarthika satyam OC, OC only. Paramarthika satyam. Therefore, whether they are four or five, I don't bother. They are mithya. lower order of reality. Unreal they are. How can you take them? Therefore, finally, see the fourth. Now, third line you have got it? Soyam saha ayam. That Devadatta, ayam this Devadatta. Devadatta word is not there, name is not mentioned. You have to understand. This is a classical example in Shastra, Upanishads. Bhashyam and Acharyas use this statement. Soyam Devadattaha. Saha ayam. Soyam padarthau. Pada means pada arthau. Saha that Devadatta pada artha. Meaning of that word. Person. Ayam Devadattaha. This Devadatta. The meaning of this ayam word also you have to understand properly. That Devadatta padam word you have to understand properly. This Devadatta also. What are all dropped? What are all you have taken? Then only you can accept this Devadatta. Like that, here also, pada arthau, you have to drop four components. Drop. How you drop? Intellectually, you drop. Yujyeta tattvam padayoho adoshataha. Without any dosha. Adoshataha. Without any dosha. Adoshataha. Without any defect. Tattvam padayoho yujyeta. Tattvam padayoho. Of these two words. Of these two padams. Padam means words. Tatpada tvampada. What is tatpada? Paramatma. Primary meaning or secondary meaning? If you take primary meaning, all five components will come. Therefore, secondary meaning. If you take jahati secondary, problem. Ajahati secondary meaning also problem. Therefore, third secondary meaning you have to take. Bhaga, tyaga, lakshana. One component irukka illaya? What is that component? What do you mean by osi? Osi varadhu. Original consciousness. What is original consciousness? Definition of original consciousness. Sat chit ananda swarupam. So when I say I am the osi component, the definition is what? Sat chit ananda. I am existence, consciousness, infinite principle. Care of my bookmarker. Okay. Who am I? I am Brahman. Being. Brahman. The existence. Infinite. Naturally sentient. Consciousness. Principle. Governing the entire. What? GB. SB. CB. Not only these three. Total level. G-U, S-U, C-U. I am only the sustainer. I am the protector, projector, sustainer. I am the experiencer, O-C. Now, am I Paramatma or not? Tell me. If you take that O-C as you are real, Paramarthika Satyam, you are Paramatma. If you take you are residing in Tinagar or Mainapur or somewhere, and wife of so-and-so, husband of so-and-so, you can never be Paramatma. You should not say, I am Paramatma. From Vyavaharika angle or relative angle or primary meaning drishtya, you can never be Paramatma. From only Atma drishtya, you are Paramatma. Now can you say boldly, Aham? Brahma Asmi. To say Aham Brahma Asmi, you require four components. Inna? Swamini, all four are mitya. Let me remain as OC anna. And OC and I claim Aham Brahma Asmi. How can you claim? Shuddham Brahma is Shuddham. He cannot claim. So to claim Aham Brahma Asmi, you require four components in you. And four components of Ishvara also, then only you can say Paramatma. Isn't it? therefore enjoy ennudaya joy. To claim aham brahmasmi, you require 4 components. Use the 4 components and say, I am not mano buddhi ahankara citta ninaham na cha shrotra jimhan na cha ghrana netre. Like that you have to say, not to for other people, to yourself. Therefore yujjeta means properly fitting. Properly it can fit. This is the meaning of the Mahavakya. Tat Swam Asi. Now boldly you can say Aham Brahma Asmi. Now see the Mahavakya Tat Swam Asi said by Guru. Uddalaka says to Svetaketu, his son, my dear Svetaketu, you are that. Father said, you means which you. When father said you, in these five components, father is referring to which component? OC component. You are the fifth component, OC component. Tat asi. Tat swam asi. Tat the Paramatma, which component? OC component. Fifth OC component. Swam, fifth OC component. Both are one and the same. Now Svetaketu has to say what? Svetaketu manna, listener of this Mahavakya. Aham. Guru says swam, you. Shishya has to say what? Yes, Guru, I am the OC, fifth component. After dropping the Mukhyartha, Jayati, Artha and Ajayati, having taken the Bhagatyaga Lakshana, the OC, fifth component, I, Aham, Brahma, which Brahma? Dropping the, what, G-U, S-U, C-U, R-C, OC, not dropping the OC. That OC, Brahma, Ahamasmi. When you are Brahman, tell me now. Before coming to the class, you were not OC? Now understand? I was Brahman, I am Brahman, I ever will be Brahman. Without OC, RC, RM1, RM2, RM3 cannot function. They cannot function. Without OC. Therefore, when I am Brahman, Anna, when I am not Brahman, you have to say, Lakshmana, this is the way you have to understand Mahavakya, Yujjeta. It is proper to claim Aham Brahma Asmi. When Shastra says, you are God, what it means? Paramarthika Drishtya, Lakshyartha Drishtya, Bhagatyaga Lakshana Drishtya, Aham Brahmasmi. Vachyartha Drishtya, Aham Bhaktaha. Vachyartha Drishtya, Primary Drishtya, Body, Sarira, Mind, Complex Drishtya, I am Dasaha, Bhaktaha. But that role is real or unreal? Unreal. When this role is unreal, what about Ishvara role? Ishvara role also? Unreal. Ishvara role is Ishvara role for the sake of our Jnana Prapti. For our Jnana Prapti, Ishvara name is used, Vyavaharika Ishvara is used. Therefore, amazing teaching. This Mahavakya, if you understand, you are a Muktaha. Liberated. Liberated, na? At what time? I have discovered, I have recognized, I was Brahman, I am Brahman, I ever will be Brahman. Now after wearing chappal, you remain as Brahman only, you are always Brahman, along with body, mind, complex. Now say, Aham Brahma. I am saying Aham. You have to say, Aham Brahma Asmi. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harih Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.